looking at the Rosh.
53
and a half. Some of them are Aleph, but it's printed in my Gemara and some of them are Beis. I don't know where it is in yours. So the Gemara says, so what's the tumah that we're talking about in regards to the Sheikh Bezer? If you tell me that it has tumah of Maga, Migar, the Sheikh Bezer of Torah, the Matamah Maga. Every Sheikh Bezer is Matamah Maga. Okay, so Morris says, no, the tumah is Mas. The Morris says, well, the Tarakama says it doesn't have tumah Mas. And Rishua says it has tumah Mas because since the liquid of the Ziva has tumas masa, the zera has ziva in it. If Hilary Shua like Kamra Ella Mishum Tesuche Ziva, Abu Bein Aloy, but Sheikh Mazer alone is not Matam of a masa, even that of a Zop. Masis the Tony, the Sheikh Mazer Matam of a masa, Mitam Sheikh Mazer, or Mishum Ziva. Our mission is saying that the Sheikh Mazer itself has tumas masa, which Rishua did not say. If Hilary Ika Beloy Tesuche Ziva means Sheikh Mazer without Tesuche Ziva, Current Armish is saying would have tumas masa, and the question is, why is that? So Ravada Rabba says no. It's not discussing the issue of tumas masa that it's tomei. It's discussing a different din totally. Are you Tyler that the source of the ziva was the weakness which came with the carry, and that goes under the umbrella of the issue of chali is matayer ziva. So Omer Bar Rava, Lord Meshain Terlinbo, Pirish Imra Ziva Acher Keri, in Terlin Shemachmas Akeri Boha Ziva. So we're not tell her that the carry was the source of the ziva, and therefore it has a din of weakness which would make the ziva in the second re'iyah doesn't become a zov. What is not the carry matara ziva meis leis mishum the machlus chulsha the carry chaza. So the Mishnah is saying that the reason why carries matara ziva is not exerts the custom, it's because of the charli. So in ziva number two, which is supposed to make him into a zov, if he had a carry beforehand, we're going to be tarlet. But once he's nizkak l'tuma, we don't say that argument, because like Mishnah says, once he's nizkak l'tuma, he's already a zov. In regards to carry ziva number three, which will make him chayav a korban, or by ziva number four, which is a question of being soyster the sheba nikiyim, we're not tarla in all of these swords of the mishnah, so we're not tarla in the carry either. So once he's nisik l'tuma, he's ready to zov, and then oynis does not matara the ziva, the subsequent zivas. So the fact that he had a carry doesn't make him tom, doesn't make it tor. Somali Rabba challenged that if the reason why Azov in Ziva number two is Tor is not based on Exeris Akasa, but because there's a weakness which is Matire as Ziva number two, and number three and number four does not Matire because there's no din of Oinus in number three and number four. So what about the following din? But Tanan, Gershani, Ra Kari, Beniskayer, Matama Beziva. So he's matama beziva. It's matama yomai. I'm not sure whether that gemara makes sense or not. The sefta mukilav beniskayer mohol. He already had a meal of prior. The love hachi calls man shemitzar machlus amila ena matama beziva. The mila wasn't recent, so that might have a din of that. That's a charli. So Rava said, if the logic why carry is matara ziva is exeris akasim, so we're saying that the carry which he saw when he was a goy is not matara ziva when he's a Jew. Okay, But if you tell me the reason why Keri is Matara Ziva, Ravada Barava, you're saying is because that it creates a weakness in the body. And therefore the Ziva afterwards has the din of Machmas Chayli, of Einis, so that he's also weakened. Pirish, v'ima marta. If your argument is true, the tam the karimatar b'ziva mishum chulsha, it's because he's weakened. So mali yisrael mali ger. Adarab. If anything, we should say it's even more so because tvei chulsha ika beger shehichlis atzva ledaigas hamitzus. So in conjunction with this carry which weakens him, he just undertook a tremendous burden. So that's even more weakening. So we should argue that that should be matar of the ziva, and the Mishnah says that it doesn't. So it must be that that whole assumption is wrong, that carry does not weaken the body, and the reason why ziva after carry is torah is not because of chulsha, because that's not true. So why is it torah? There's the kosev. Ger doesn't have the there's the kosev. So that's not pshat in the Mishnah then, because the Mishnah's Rav was explaining the pshat in the Mishnah was that the issue over here is that the carry sikhazer is matar the ziva, not true anymore. So we're back to pshat in the Mishnah is that it's matar b'masa. Well, that's the machlokes sanoyim. Yeah.
I'm lost with the part about the mitzvahs that's burdensome to him. He has to focus on that, so that's even more of a.
The Rosh is bothered by the more the basic question of the Gemara is if it's a weakness, it's a physical weakness.
Right.
It doesn't change whether he was a Jew at the time or not a non-Jew at the time. The more throws in the Rosh of Enoch Chayla Gadol is that. There's like nothing more than in the scenario of a ger, it's that much more of a charli. Why? I mean, it's the same charli. He had a carry. If carry is considered a charli for this purpose, so what's the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew? That's the question of the Gemara. That's the but the Gemara like wants to soup it up. Whereas yeah, and it's even real. It's really bad over here. It's like what's the really bad over here? The Rosh says there must be the Gemara saying that on top of the carry, which is the main issue. He also has now, he has undertaken pressure, which the nature of pressure is that it can weaken a person.
But, okay.
So we should like magnify, if the carry is an issue, it's magnified in these circumstances. But that's not the main point of the Gemara. The more just makes it like a Kal V'Chomer. But not the main point of the Gemara is not the, the Gemara is falling off of that. You know? Okay. El Tanoihi, Klamer, time of the carry Matar Ziva, La Mishum Chulsha. So we're Ravada Rabba is not correct. And the reason why carries Matar Ziva is not because of Chulsha, it's not a Chulsha. What is it? Xeris the Kosov, El Xeris the Kosov, he, Emma Dafka Israel, Balebi Ger, Kemosha Farish to come on. That din that it carries Matar Ziva doesn't apply, it only applies when he's a Jew at the time. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Sure, the Rada Rava less." Therefore, Rada Rava's whole shot is not correct. The field mishnisikal tuma kari matara ziva. Kari is a gezeres kasas matara ziva. Nothing to do with whether chulsha, which is an idea of charli, which is an idea of einus, which doesn't apply by ziva number three. No. It's a din. It's matara. Period. By number one, number two, number three. Well, not number one, but number two, number three, number four. Okay, fine. So that's not pshat in the Mishnah. So therefore, we're back to pshat in the Mishnah. Shemazer to Masnitzin, Mefarish lo Rava, Shematama b'Masa. But we said, well, but we have so far nobody says that. Not the Tanakhama, who says that it's Tor. For Masa, and not Rabbi Shua says it's Tomei because of the Ziva and not because of the Shikmazera. But look, Rabbi Shua, El Kahani Tanoi. So, Shabbat rather brings these Tanoi. Now, these Tanoi say that immediately that a carry which then has a Ziva is. Is Matama Masa Koma Ace Lace? And Yossi says, Yoimo. Okay.
Let's go for it. Rabbi Yehoshua, according to the word.
Correct. Yeshua says only the reason why shechva zera of a zav is only because there's ziva it mixed into it, but not that shechva zera itself is tamei. Comes along the tzaraim and have machloek and say that the shechva zera, which comes post ziva, is tamei b'masa, either mesmi eis or yomo. Now, what does that mean? What's the machlokes? They're arguing Shmuel's din. Shmuel says there's a tirim psukim. One pasuk says isha shayia tar mikra laila. And one pasuk says lithnas erev yirchatz b'moy. So Shmuel was ma'ar that there's going to be a issue in the psukim. So we're saying isha shayia tar, he was a zov. And now he had Mikra Laila. Now he has a carry. So that carry is Matama because he was Ishal Shaluyatar. He was a Zov to start with. That carries Matama Bimasa. But it says that if it happens Balaila. So how long is that? The Masha Shaluyatar is talking about Bistam. That he was Loyator not because of the Zera now, but he was Loyator prior. But nothing to do with the carry now. What does that mean? So why are we, maybe he was telling me because he touched something. Well, we're talking about this type of tuma of carry, something else he already had prior. That seems to resolve. My Neoziva. And on mikra mashma shechva zera shara carry achar ziva. So now we had a mikra which he had shechva zera afterwards. So he's liyator prior due to ziva. Now he has a mikra of carry, and it says siv laila, which is miyuter. Why does it have to say laila? He had a mikra. Elishmamino the laila shachar ziva yeshatipas carry din ziva umatam b'masa. So the carry which comes when he after the ziva within that night is chomer than regular shechva zera, and it's matama b'masa. Okay. But it's only laila, which means the night post the ziva. Tarakama daik melitnas erev da'achi yifne hayoim. It continues till the following evening. The Hanami Ace La Ace, which means a 24-hour period, Yesha Din Ziva. Now, that's how this Gemara is learning it. At different shots, Milama Shakari Matara Ziva Meisleis. In other words, we're discussing the case of Ziva first and Kerry second. That's what we're discussing right now. The Sifri says the Pasuk Tumah something else the other way around. A case of Kerry first and Ziva second, and a Ziva which is post the Kerry is Tor. And that's the Pasuk is telling me. Which is what we said before, that's Gzeres HaKasa. Well, where is this Gzeres HaKasa? So the Sifri learns Gzeres HaKasa from this Pasuk. Medarish Kra, Gamal Mafrei, the Ziva Habo, Me'es Le'es Shalkeri, Ein La Din Ziva. So, in the same leafless era, which our Gemara is discussing, the Keri post the Ziva has a Din of Ziva for 24 hours. A Ziva post carry has a din of carry for 24 hours. Well, Darish Yomai, he doesn't Darish in the other shot, which is Yomai, which only that day. Darish, what does he do over here? But hey. Ziva. V'lerbiyosi yomer. Not little darshan. V'lerbiyosi yidarshan yomer. V'daf could be Israel. Shekayev b'tamei. V'chavim shekayev tor. Eno matara ziva. But this pasuk is a person who was tamei with carry has a ziva post that for the next 24 hours, or konversely yomer is tor. from Ziva. But that's only somebody who was Tomei with Ziva. A Jew, non-Jew, wasn't Tomei with Ziva. I'm sorry. So someone who was Tomei with Keri, the Ziva afterwards is not called Ziva. Why? Because the Torah says so. Only but a person who was Tomei because of the Keri. It's a Jew, a non-Jew, whose Keri was not Tomei. The Ziva afterwards is not Tor. So the Ger, who saw the Keri when he was a Goy, that Keri will not be Matar of the Ziva afterwards. So the Torah says that it says Mikra Laila. So what's it do with Mikra Laila? I'm like Urch Lekra, the Keri, the Ma'aser Laila. That's the normal scenario how it plays out. Lo Binyata the Drasha. So the word Laila is not extra. Mandomer Yomo.
Why is the word Laila not extra?
Because that's just talking about the normal way it occurs is Mikra Laila.
So if that's the normal way it occurs, why then do we need to specify Laila versus Yom versus not specified?
Yeah. In other words, the point, that's a normal, this is the mikra means an occurrence which happened, the occurrence of things which happen at nighttime. So the pasuk is explaining what that occurrence we're referring to.
So Laila actually is part of it.
It's describing what occurrence we're referring to. Well, the things which happen at nighttime by people, that's what we're talking about.
That's part of the name.
Yeah. So now the Gemara never goes back and flips it around. It says, "Well, the Mandamar Darshan is Yomo. So what's he do with Lifnos Erev?" He says, "Lifnos Erev Bishril Harav Shemesh Nok." It's referring to the Lacha that he's Matar himself towards evening, and then this way, immediately after the sun will go down, it'll have Harav Shemesh. It'll be Tor. The Tahar only comes after the sun sets.
These categories came up from Baba.
Okay. Now Zot the Rosh, that the Rash Pirish beside the Zavim, the Rash and his Pirish beside the Zavim, says the time of the Karim Tahar Bezivim Mishum Chusha. Okay. So I, our Gemara's Kasha. So the Rosh gives the Teretz. The problem is our Gemara does not stand with that Pshat. We Ger Shirah Keri, Minis Gayer. So Ger, which had Keri in the Minis Gayer. Phil Rosh Ziva, Kredim, Shinis Gayer, Metame, Beziva, Miyad. The Ziva is Tame. So how does that work? Mishum the Zivas, even if he had Ziva beforehand, it's the time of a Ziva. Mishum the Zivas, the Bechom, Loi Shmei Ziva. Mashra Ata, he rear Rishana Shaloi. The time of bonus. So when the mission says that Ger Shirah had a Ziva, it's with Tama Ba'onis, is because it's by the rear Rishana there's no Din Ba'onis. It's only by the second rear that there's a Din Ba'onis. But in Echanami, the second rear Onis would apply. And we're saying right now that the Onis applies for 24 hours. So if he had a carry, he became a Ger, he had Ziva Rishana, and then within the 24 hours of the carry, he had Ziva Shnia, that Ziva Shnia would have a Din Ba'onis. If he says, the second Riyah will only make him Tomei as a Zov, because there is a Swar Varnas. It was after Meis Leis of the Riyah of the Keri. His Pshat in the Mishnah, but it doesn't fit with our Mishnah, with our Gemara. That we came out and it's gonna not like that shot. El Mashma Loimar the Talmuda, our Gemara is understanding that we're not referring to the first Ziva that's Tomei. Because first Ziva by person is only Tomei, it's only Tomei like Keri. It's saying he's a Zov. He's not a Zov. Well, he'll come a Zov eventually after 24 hours, if it happens then. That's what it says. The law should sound like if it happens immediately. The Talmud Matam is Ziva Miyad. Shem Nasa Zav Gomer Miyad. Imra beis riyas v'tech beis leis. If he saw twice, he needs to see twice. But he could become a zav by a zava. She has to see 3 days in a row to have a din of a zava gedola. But by a zav, he can have 3 riyas in a row within a short period of time, within the same day. The Mishnah says that if you have an extremely long emission of ziva, which is the equivalent of what normally would be 3 separate ones, it also be tamei azav. So he can become azav immediately if he sees meisay. So leka the frushe mishum chulsha al megzeres akasim. So therefore, the kind of argument is that the din is not because of chulsha, not like Ravada Rava, not like the way the Rashi is learning the Mishnah. And because Rashi in the Mishnah means he comes a zav, a full zav only after 24 hours. If it happens after 24 hours, that's not what the Mishnah says. So he doesn't. He's not accepting the Rashi's pshat. Okay. This is what I point out one thing in the Gemara that the Morris is the one is the Meis Leis learns it from Lithar Seraph. The one that says Yomer is it learns out of the word Lila. The Pasha Yomer means this is the halachic day. So the scenario was that he had Ziva on Monday evening before sunset. Then he had to carry Monday night going into Tuesday morning. So it's not Yomer. So why is it the time of Ziva? So the theory has to be that he had the Ziva at the beginning of the night, and then later on in that night he has Keri. So that Keri is Matama B'masa according to that shot, because it's the same day. But the point is it cannot get, whereas the other one that I was learning that it's nothing to do with the halachic day. So even if he had a ziva on Monday afternoon, he's going to have dinim of tumas mas on his carry until Tuesday afternoon. So it's going to be lifnei erev, which means before erev. So they're learning the scenario when the ziva was in the pasuk differently. He's saying the ziva was on Monday afternoon, and saying until towards the evening of Tuesday afternoon, he's going to have a din that his carry will be tumas mas if he has carry then. And he's saying the case was that the pasuk told about a case where the ziva was the beginning of the night, and then the carry which he has later on that halachic day, i.e. that night, then it's torn because it's the same halachic day, but otherwise not. Okay, it's not the Mishnah. A little bit of a semi, I guess, an agadic interlude. It's not interlude, it's the end. Okay. Nazar HaYishmuel, Kediva Rebbe Nehoroi. So Shmuel was a Nazar according to the opinion of Rebbe Nehoroi. Shemra says, Umayra Loyala Al Roshoi. It says, when Chana makes her netter, it says that I'm giving to Kadosh Baruch Hu Kol Yama Kol Mechayev Umara Loyal Al Rosha. So the word Mara is used to refer to a razor. Never b'Shimshon Umara, but never b'Shmuel Umara. My Mara Hamer b'Shimshon Nazir, Af Mara Hamer b'Shmuel Nazir. So it's referring to not just the haircut, but the whole process of being a Nazir. So over here as well, it's referring to the process of being a Nazir. We discussed this once earlier on that there's a Nazir Shimshon which never cuts his hair, and he doesn't drink wine, but he's a lot of metamel mason. There's another Olam which cannot drink wine or be metamel mason, but he's allowed to cut his hair once every 12 months. So Shmuel was another Olam. Okay.
When they cut it, it was all the way off.
Well, it says they were making all the time. They would allow them to like lighten the load.
Ah.
Rabbi Yossi responds to Rabbi Haroi. It means he will not have. So Marsha says over here, it doesn't mean that, the word mara, fear, is spelled, would be spelled mem vav resh aleph. The Mishnah is darshing, it's the language of fear. He won't be scared of Basar Adam, only because of Baruch. But the Marsha says, that's not what the pasuk says. It doesn't say with an aleph, it says with a hey. He says that Rashi is darshaning a language of morus, of authority. It means he will only fear Kadosh Baruch Hu. He won't be under the authority, as it were, of any human being. He will. Most people feel subservient to other human beings. Shmuel just worried about what Kadosh Baruch Hu thinks, not about anybody else. So that's what Chana was saying. So Shmuel was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go and anoint David to be the Melech. And Shmuel said, I can't do that. Shaul, who's the Melech now, will realize he's losing the Malchus. He'll be upset about it and he'll kill me. Hello. What do you see? Shgar Haya love Marish Abasar Adam. See, he did have a fear of Abasar Adam. So, the Pshat, if Chada was saying that, committing Shmuel that he will not have that, everything else in her tefillah was Niskayim, so we have to assume this was Niskayim also. So, according to my Pshat, she was committing him to be a Nazir. So, his interface with Shaul was not a question. According to you, that the Riosi, that she was davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that he would not feel subservient to human beings, just do what a Russian wants to do. So, what's he scared about Shaul? So, therefore, the Pshat is it's referring to the word mara, a razor, not mara, the morus, and the mar, the masterhood of somebody else. Okay. Zot de Gemara. Amalei Rav Lechia Berei. So Rav told his son, Rav's uncle was Lechia. So Rav named his son Lechia like his uncle. He told his son Lechia, Chataifa Berich. If you have an opportunity to get the Kaisa Berich as a Mazin, this is the way the Rosh learns. But in general, any bracha, you have an opportunity to be the one who makes the bracha. Correct. You should be the one who makes the bracha. Chenamal Rav Huna, the Rabba Berei, Chatoifa Berich. Chatoifa literally means to grab. It doesn't mean take away from somebody else. It means if an opportunity is presented, you should grab the opportunity, be the one who does that. So the Gemara, the Memra, the Mavarak Adif. So you're saying that means you should be the one who makes the bracha, as opposed to the one who hears the bracha and answers amen. She's saying that making the bracha is better. But Tanya Rabbi Yossi, Aimer, God will hold amen Yossim and Mavarech. The one who says amen is greater than the one who makes the bracha. So why should you make the bracha? Just not make the bracha and answer amen. Vamalei Rabbi Naharoi, Ashramayim, Kahu, I swear that that's true. That this shot that you're saying, that the Omen is greater than the Mavarech, I'm telling you, I know that it's true. Tate, I'll give you a parallel to that such a concept. Shrei Gul Yairim Miskarim B'Melchama. The foot soldiers, the simple foot soldiers, are the ones which start the fight. V'Giborim Noitzkin, and then they bring in the big warriors which finish the fight. So the finishing is greater than the first stage. So the question is, like, why is this Gemara here, and like, what's the shaykhut to the Mishnah? So the Chidah suggests like this. He says that we were trying to figure out, was Chana committing Shmuel to be a Nosser, which means he cannot be Mevorach Alakos, and all opportunities to be Mevorach Alakos will now be taken away from him because he's a Nosser for his whole life. But he'll be the one to say, answer to me. So the more saying, if you hold on Amen is Yosef and Mevorach, I can learn Moro Rosher, means that he's committing him to be a Nosser. But if you had you held that the Mavarik is greater, so then by her committing to him, she's taking all these opportunities being the Mavarik Alakais, which he'll never have. So Pshat Moro Yerosha probably means like the Pshalik Rabbi. But Rav Nehorai says that this statement of Rabbi Yossi, that the Anomen is greater, Rabbi says, aha, good, that's why my Pshat in the Mishnah is right. So that's the Hemshah. It's half of a chidah. The word says so. What is Rav and Rav Huna saying? It's better to be the Mavarech when the Brisa says it's better to be the one who says Amen. Tanoi, the Tanya Echad Mavarech Echad Oyin Amen B'Mashma. The reward applies to both of them. El Shem Amarin the Mavarech Tchila. We give the Mavarech because he took the. He was the one who took the initiative and made the bracha, so he gets the scar first, which means he ends up being in a certain sense better. So that's the opinion of what Rav and Rav Huna were following. Okay, Amar Belozer, Amar Chanina, Tzvi Chomer, Amar Shalom Boelam, Shneimer Chol Banayach Lumidei Hashem, Rav Shloim Banoyach, and the more bracha says Atikir Banoyach, Alav Banoyach. Now, this memra is found at the end of a few masechtas. If you look at your masechtas over there, it's found at the end of brachas, yavamis, krisis, and tamid. It's found at the end of and nazir. It's found five places in Shas. Brachas Amud Aleph is the end of Brachas. Yevamos Kuchabes is the end of Yevamos. Krisis Chavches is the end of Krisis. And Tamil Lamabes, sure that's. Tamil is a funny Masechta. There's only Gemara on part of the Masechta. So it's not the final Mishnayos, but it's the end of the Gemara part of it. Mm-hmm. Usually it's brought in because the piece before was something which was a sad note. The Mora says that Al Tamim B'Davara, Pasuk says you shouldn't stand and end off on a bad note. So we add in, that's why we have a minig that we repeat the penultimate verse at the end of Sefer Yeshaya, at the end of Eicha, at the end of Kehelis, because the last Pasuk is talking about Peronius. So we go back to the Pasuk before that and repeat it at the end of Malachi. The simon for that is Yiskak. Yud, Tav, Kuf, Kuf. Yud is Yeshaya, Tav is Treoser, Kuf is Kohelis, and Kuf, the second Kuf, is Santrakinos, which is the name the Gemara gives for Eicha. So Yiskak Simon, those four swarm, we don't end up with the last Pasuk. We go back to and repeat the Pasuk beforehand. So the same thing with these Gemaras. The problem is this Gemara over here, the last point wasn't something necessarily which is negative. So why is it here? So the Mefarshim grapple with that. And I don't remember offhand what they say. Okay. Zuck the Rush. Ma mara hamur b'shimshin is nazir. Tiv ki nazir l'kim yeh hanor. There it says explicitly he's a nazir. So over here as well, Rabbi Yossi says ain mara elish baster b'dam. Shnatehei maras v'emes baster b'dam olav. He's not going to have fear and authority of man over him. He's going to only feel that from a tzogadish boruch. So he said chatoif kasha bracha. You should grab the opportunity to make a kasha bracha. Chay kol brachas. Don't let somebody else be the one who's going to chop your ice, but you should be the one who chops the rind. Gliyarin is so the same over there. The gemar of the Muhammad is The Dibarim, Kain Gemar Bracha, he and Yis Amen. So the Amen is like the end of the process. That's why the Ashkenazim don't do that, but the Sardim say Brepia Geffen. At the end of a sentence, you always change the segel to a komatz. Hagofen, I started thinking Hagefen, because the main is the end of the bracha, not the Hagefen. Now they don't say much alechem in haeretz, so that's because that's the lashon of a pasuk. It's based on the lashon of a pasuk, but they're the word is oretz. But they say Brei Pri Hagefen because the Amen really is the end of the bracha. That which somebody comes along and sort of like stamps it and says, yes, it is true, that's what really completes the process.
Why don't we do that then?
Because what do you do when there's no Amen? There's nobody saying Amen.
We could say Hagefen by ourselves.
Right, so that they don't want to do. To split it. I'll just tell you a cute... Some Renison Eibschitz, who lived through some interesting challenges in his life, he said, "Why the Bible?" He says, "You have two balabatim which are fighting each other and they hate each other's guts. You know, all that, blah, blah, blah. But once the Rav gets up and says something, they both make shalom between each other because this way they can both do something against the Rav." So that was his Marv Mishalom. That's